It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got Los Angeles rock duo 222 in studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Oh, I would have been so tempted to say 222 or 22-2 or something, but today I'm going to sing the Police Blotter, possibly.
And, 222, 222, 222, yep. They're going to be here. We're going to try to get them to say a secret word. That's our interview thing coming up later.
Very exciting. And Mike Waldman is coming in to feature some rare tracks from his wardrobe of musical wonderfulness. Keep it here.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, let's look outside the Laguna bubble a little bit. Liquid water runs down canyons and crater walls over the summer months on Mars, according to researchers who say the discovery raises the chances of being home to some form of life. The trickles leave long, dark stains on the Martian terrain that can reach hundreds of meters downhill in the warmer months before they dry up in the autumn as surface temperatures drop. Scientists are unsure where the water comes from, but it may rise up from underground ice or salty aquifers or condense out of the thin Martian atmosphere. The flows only appear when the surface of Mars rises above negative 23 degrees Celsius. The water can run in such frigid conditions because the salt in the water lowers its freezing point. Said NASA's Jim Green, Mars is not the dry, arid planet that we thought of in the past. Our view of Mars is changing, and we'll be discussing this for a long time to come.
Life on Mars, yes or no? Tyler Russell.
Oh, man. I don't know if there's current life on Mars, but I think this helps to identify that there definitely once was or will be. Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, where they find water, they find that's, you don't, on Earth anyway, where there's water, there's life.
I mean, I lost it yesterday when I read this.
Right.
I freaked out. Because, I mean, they've been talking for years and years and years about the potential of water on Mars.
Yeah.
And the discovery of dried out rivers and lakes and oceans. And wow, there could have been water here once. We found water on another planet.
And the elephant in the room, of course, is that Mars is older than the Earth.
Yeah.
So it could be where we're going. You know, that could be that's the end game for Earth.
It gives me chills.
Yeah.
I was talking yesterday to Steph in the office and saying, there's 8-9 planets, depending on whether you count Pluto.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to assume that none of them have had life, that we're the only things in this universe. Freaks me out, man. It freaks me out. There's water on Mars.
I'm not one of these people who really cares if there's life on other planets. I'd be a bit nervous.
Wouldn't you How be could a bit you not nervous? Care? I watched Signs yesterday because of this story. It didn't hold up as well as I remember it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know. I liked, what was that one with the E.T.? That was a good one.
I don't think that's an accurate depiction of other life.
Probably not.
No.
I like that. I liked E.T. and the one where the guy builds a big mountain of dirt. What's that one called? Close Encounters.
Yeah.
I remember the tune.
Anyway, that's about all you remember.
I don't know. It's entirely possible that we're just a kind of anomaly in the universe.
Well, I think people might be talking more and more about that now.
Yeah.
And I think some people were disappointed in yesterday's announcement from NASA because they teased it for a week, but I'm not. I mean, we found water on another planet.
It's amazing, really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad they spend the money and they do the research, and it is phenomenal. But is there life in the universe? Some people say, how can we be so arrogant as to think we're the only...
I feel that way.
Do you?
I feel that way.
But we are that. That's how arrogant we are.
Well, exactly.
I am, anyway.
All right, moving on to more national news. Pirate Bay founder Gottfried Svartholm is a free man again after serving 3 years in a prison for hacking and copyright offenses. His release marks the end of a turbulent and tough period characterized by successive trials, appeals, and convictions in both Sweden and Denmark. Lost my bed. And in many other countries, well-behaved convicts only have to serve part of their sentence, so that's why he was released last month. Over the past years, Gottfried has received a lot of support from the public and from his mother, who stood beside him every step of the way and was kind enough to answer questions while he was in prison.
He's not free. He's been downloaded.
Lol.
Something.
Hang on.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's out. Okay.
Good. Yeah, I don't know what that means for the torrenting industry or for pirating things anymore, but yeah, I mean, he definitely has a lot of support from the internet clan.
Internet community.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool. Just a few months ago, Albert Hammond Jr. said the Strokes have no plans to record any new music, but during the band's headlining set at the Washington, D.C. Landmark Music Festival a couple days back, frontman Julian Casablancas, who we know well, reportedly revealed that they're back in studio. The Strokes are writing new music. And Amanda de Cadenier, a British photographer and wife of the guitarist, Nikki, tweeted, "Julian let the cat out of the bag." So it's indeed confirmed.
Well, they've all been doing solo stuff. Julian Casablancas, obviously.
Yeah, and Albert Hammond
Jr. Yeah. Yep.
So the fact they're writing new music, the first in almost 10 years, I think, is pretty cool. I'm a big Strokes fan.
Yeah.
Shall we finish the headline?
Go on then.
Okay. Blank will finally come out of the closet on The Simpsons.
Okay, finish the headline. On
Some pants.
Smithers.
Oh, is Smithers gay?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it was kind of assumed for a long time.
Is he?
Smithers is Mr. Burns' assistant, of course. And he always has a bit of a thing for Mr. Burns, which is why he tolerates his behavior.
Right.
And it says that, according to the executive producer, Al Jean, Mr. Burns' assistant, Waylon Smithers, will finally come out of the closet sometime this upcoming 27th season. And it doesn't seem like there will be any romance between them. But we deal with a lot of Smithers this year in The Simpsons.
They're probably slightly age inappropriate. I mean, how old is Smithers, do you think?
I mean, he's been 48 for 27 years.
Is he 48?
No, but he looks 48.
Really?
I'm guessing.
Mr. Dudo, what's his face?
Mr. Burns is like 90.
Right.
Right.
So probably not going to happen very much there. I mean, I don't know. He's 48, though. That's a long time to be in the closet. I feel sorry for him. Spent a lot of time that he should have been, you know, free and doing whatever he wants to do with whomever he wants to do it.
The other thing the producer said was that this will be the 30th or this will be the 27th season, and it's been renewed for a 28th, and Simpsons will most likely end by the 30th season. So only 3 more years of the world's longest running show.
Wow.
Kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. Feel bad for Smithers, though.
So, I'm sorry, Jason.
You know, probably go a little crazy. People tend to come out of the closet, they go a little crazy. Probably going to be some inappropriate stuff. He'll probably wind up in the papers, a little drunk somewhere, maybe crash his car. I don't know.
You actually probably just described the plot of that episode.
That's George Michael's life, actually, I think. I'm just described.
All right, this is Daily Scramble Live. That's your news this morning. Jason's going to sing the police blotter.
Oh, me, 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 me. It's all about me, 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 me.
Daily Scramble Live.
How are you doing, Tyler Russell?
Good morning, Jason Fetty. I'm well.
Good.
Shall I put on some scary music?
Okay. Oh, I'm very scared. Funny, isn't it, that certain music can make you scared? It's an odd thing, that.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Certain music makes you sad. Certain music makes you happy.
It can elicit an emotion.
Certain music makes you scared.
Very powerful stuff, music, yeah.
It's almost October, which is my favorite month of the whole year.
Oh, why?
And it's almost Halloween.
Really?
Which is my favorite holiday of the whole year.
Oh, that's awful. I hate it.
I adore October for a lot of reasons, because the fall breeze is coming in,
right.
The weather's improving,
yeah.
The crowds are dispersing, it smells nice, there's lots of great fun things to do, pumpkins.
How positive you are.
Pumpkin flavored things.
Help.
I love Halloween.
Really? Okay.
I want to tell you about some things going on in Orange County for Halloween.
Please.
Are you just dying to know?
Begin.
So there's kind of a culture of going to haunted Halloween activities that you may not be familiar with. Have you ever been, for example, to Knott's Scary Farm?
No.
Or Universal's Halloween Horror
Absolutely
Nights?
Absolutely not. Okay. No.
So those are the... I'm really going to teach you something right now. Those are the starting points. Those are the theme parks that are taken over by ghouls and haunts, right? And they release a bunch of mazes, like over a dozen mazes that
I
you go through.
I saw a commercial
through.
On TV yesterday for one of them, a Universal thing, Walking Dead.
Yeah, they have a new Walking Dead maze this year at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal.
Right.
So they're both good. Both Knott's and Universal are good. I've done them both many times.
Mm.
But over some time of doing it, and as you age, it gets less and less interesting. And the scares are not there anymore because people pop out from behind corners, whatever, while you go around mazes. And at some point, you just kind of know they're there and it's no longer scary. So.
Okay, so just think about it, right? You're saying as you get older, it gets less and less interesting. Well, imagine how it feels when you get to my age. Positively tedious.
Okay, but there are many, many other attractions that are more adult-oriented and more wickedly themed, if you will.
And therefore scarier, no doubt.
Scarier.
Right.
That kind of up the game.
Absolutely not. Not doing it.
So here are a few that I've never done, but let me tell you about these. There's a couple in L.A. There's one called Blackout. And there's another called Alone, an Existential Crisis. And they're both... both of them, you have to go through them by yourself. And there is a safe word. Yeah. And they do things like, and I'm not making this up, they do things like waterboard you. They do things like put naked midgets in the room with you. They do things like put a plastic bag over your head and pretend like they're suffocating you. If you want to be scared, like legitimately scared for your life, those are the things to do in Los Angeles.
Put a plastic bag on my head right now.
That's
do it right now.
That's Blackout and Alone.
What are these midgets doing here?
And they're kind of poorly reviewed because it's more about a shock factor than it is about actually being scared.
Right. What are the naked midgets do?
I don't know what the naked midgets do. No one ever really says precisely what happened to them in the thing.
They just run up to and like, I don't know. What do they do?
I don't know what the naked midgets do.
Hump your leg?
Maybe. So those are the really, really hardcore ones. So I've never done those. But I have done another one at Knott's called Trapped. That's a separate entrance.
Trapped. And you pay, doing anything called Trapped.
And you pay a separate amount of money.
No.
And that you sign a waiver and they're allowed to touch you and talk to you and do things that they can't do in the regular mazes.
Right. So they absolutely cannot do any of those things to me. I'm not signing and I'm not going.
Well, then you won't get to enjoy it. Okay. So...
I'm going to lay on the couch. Send those midgets over, though. That sounds interesting.
So there's another one. There's another one in Las Vegas called Gates of Hell that just opened this year.
Right.
Or rather, last year. And it's one of the first R-rated haunted houses in the world. And here's what somebody said about it. Somebody said, like other adult mazes, Gates of Hell features talent that uses foul language, made physical contact with guests, and had several moments where the line between acting and real aggression almost seemed blurred. And apparently they shock you with like an electrical EMP. None of this interests you.
No, I'm answering an email at this point.
You're answering an email. All right, there's one more. There's one more I'll tell you about. Okay, there's one more. There's a new one this year in Orange County.
Yeah.
And it's called...
It's called Nail Me to the Floor.
It's called,
when they come up, they nail you to the floor and slap you.
It's called Fear. Sinister Points Fear the Darkness. And well, the way this one works is you go in with just a group of two people, and one of you is in like an infrared booth,
right,
and you're watching what your teammate is doing in the maze.
Yeah.
And you have to guide them to successfully pick up some coins and avoid monsters in the thing.
Okay,
that sounds kind of fun.
Kind of sounds like a thing, yeah.
So that's at it's in Brea on Imperial Highway, and you can find more info on Facebook, Sinister Points Fear. So that, in addition to Knott's and Universal, there's a private haunted house in Mission Viejo called Higgins Manor.
Wow.
There's another one. Yeah, people put on big private ones. There's one in San Diego called Savage House that's supposed to be pretty cool. And there's one in L.A. called Interdelusion that's like a haunted theater where you go through a manor and they act out haunted things. But that one's, they're not doing that one this year, so that's sad news.
What's about the one where you go through the front door and then you find yourself in the backyard? They give you a piece of paper and it says, you're an idiot, and it costs you $50.
And... You and I are going to go ghost hunting. I told you this.
No, I promised I would do this. I'm not sure if this is a good idea or not.
We're going to find a ghost hunting crew, if anybody knows one. I've made a couple calls. And we're going to go out with them on a ghost hunting mission and return with our findings for the radio show.
How do you keep a straight face when you call it? Are there companies that do this?
Yeah, and they go out there and they say, spirits, if you're present, let us know you're here.
And they've got a machine that goes beep.
And then you wait. No. They just take pictures and they listen for recordings.
Well, nothing.
Yeah, pretty much when I did it last. But I'm very excited because I love Halloween. You can tell that I love Halloween.
I know you do. It's a thing, isn't it, I suppose? Especially if you've got kids. They always said to me, don't take candy from strangers, but then Halloween comes up.
Well, kind
of confusing.
This, all those attractions I just read you are in a very detailed email to all of my best friends saying, here's what I've got drummed up for us this year.
Well, you know what the truth is, Tyler? You're a fun guy, and I'm just an old crotchety curmudgeon.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's always been true. How's your breakfast?
Nice, thanks.
How's your email? I'll just talk to myself next time. Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, on KX93.5.
Yeah, that's not the only thing Jason Fetty sings.
I could
jingle.
Do all kinds of things for you if I wanted.
Tuesdays.
Couldn't I?
Jason sings the police blotter. You could. You could get a group of naked midgets in your home.
I'd like it.
Build a haunted house.
Sing a song about that, if you like.
So Jason sings the police blotter twice a week. We think our local police blotter is full of fun, innocent, naive crimes for the most part. So it's entertaining to us to make a song about these innocent, naive crimes. Perhaps a man stealing a wetsuit and a snorkel.
Maybe.
Or a man stealing a bicycle.
Not necessarily. I mean, if it's your wetsuit, it's not that innocent or naive, is it?
By comparison, it always is. To another city.
Oh, yeah, no, there's some terrible things happening in the world, Tyler. I get a newspaper on a Sunday.
Oh.
So I know about some terrible things.
I only read our local police blog.
Right. Well, there's things happening. This is not necessarily so naive. Morningside Circle, a street in Laguna, 1400 block, Battery.
Mm.
That in itself could have been a song. Battery in the street.
Work on that one.
Good one. Ah, it's got me going now. Should have done that. There was a battery in the street. Yeah. No, but I don't want to dismiss the pain and suffering of others. You know me. I want to make fun of it. Far from dismissing it. 11:12 p.m. A male wearing all dark clothing attacked a person who was taking the garbage out. The suspect left in a car. And this is the line that gets me. No further details were available.
Okay.
You can say that about anything. Whatever story you tell. Think about this while you're driving around. It's almost like a sorbet of the day. As you're driving around, any story you tell about anything, when you come to the end of it, you can say, no further details were available.
Just to end the story.
It doesn't matter if it's 20 minutes long, your story, or 50 pages. Any book, at the end of War and Peace, he could have put, no further details were available.
So again, this is your, the more serious noted police blotter song.
Well, it's kind of. Let's see how it goes. You getting that?
Got it.
So, okay. A man wearing all dark clothing attacked a person who was taking the garbage out. The suspect left in a car. No further details were available. He had been to a funeral, and the clothes he wore were quite funereal. Got separated from the processional, till the way back home seemed quite impossible. Dark clothes at night in the circle of Morningside. And he drove all day in a suit uncomfortable, till he was crazy and inconsolable. Oops. Saw a man where it's residential, dividing garbage from his recyclables. Oh! Dark clothes at night in the circle of Morningside. And it made him quite hysterical, till he completely lost his marbles. So he leapt out of the vehicle and attacked the man, sorting disposables. Oh! Dark clothes at night in the circle of Morningside. And he jumped back into the convertible, now that he was a total criminal. And the story made it to a periodical. No further details were available. Oh, dark foot night in the circle of Morningside.
Yeah.
Did I nail it? Did I get it?
You really nailed that.
I was a bit like a bit blah, 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 but it was okay.
No, it was so good.
Thanks.
Four verses on that one. You're getting longer and longer.
No, I started with rhymes, you know,
vehicle.
Right, yeah. And it just went on and on until I was frantically thinking of vehicle. Little poetic license. We don't know if it was a convertible.
Right. You also don't know if the man was sorting his recyclables
or
from
if
you've
been to a funeral or any of it.
Really. A lot of great assumptions made and really excellent rhyming. I was impressed. Jason sings the police blotter twice a week. It's our favorite thing. And we do podcast it online if you want to rehear them as part of every show. Well done, sir.
I'm so proud of myself now.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Yes, it's your sorbet of the day. Somebody stopped me in the street yesterday and said it's cerebral.
Someone told you this?
It's a cerebral. Because what is it I say about it?
What do you say?
I usually say...
Cerebellum?
Something like that. No, it's a cerebral sorbet. I say cerebral.
Oh, well, you're British.
Right, that's why. I explained that
you
to
You said
him.
That, right?
I actually slapped him.
And said...
I'm British. Quick slap, and I'm British. Usually works. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet.
Yeah, it doesn't work for you. Go back to cerebral.
If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a cerebral sorbet.
It's better.
It's hard to say, isn't it? Cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate, which we scheduled. It's a windscreen wiper for your mind. I get very confused about all this stuff because I don't know whether I'm British or American. No idea anymore. Although, I do like my accent. Okay, here it is. Just chill out for a moment here, because this is biblical. It's of biblical proportions.
I just broke the
Have you broken the thing?
I can't turn it. Hang on.
There you go. All right. Okay. This is... Now, we just had Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and very important days of the year for Jews. Not so much for anybody else, really. But... the story of Noah coming up in the Bible. And I was thinking yesterday, if Noah had all the animals on the ark, then he must have had woodpeckers, right? Where did he keep them? And that's your cerebral sorbet of the day.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Yeah.
Let's finish the headline, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Today, Whole Foods stores are selling what for 25 cents?
Okay, finish the headline.
Cotton candy. Doesn't seem very likely, does it?
Cups of coffee.
Oh!
It's National Coffee Day today.
I'm glad it is.
And you can get a free small coffee at a couple places like Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts. But Whole Foods, which is the only thing we have locally in town that fits the bill, are selling 12-ounce cups of coffee for 25 cents. You can also go to Staples on Free Coffee Day and win a free Keurig. Yeah.
Cool. That's what we need around here, proper coffee machine. Let's get a Keurig.
Here's how you win it. You want to know how to win it?
Yep.
Tweet a photo of your favorite coffee mug with the hashtag office mugshot.
Oh, full English breakfast coffee mugs.
Tweet it.
Let's do it.
Tweet it.
Where's my thing? My phone.
Tweet it.
How do I tweet things? I don't know what to do.
That's the start.
Right.
You can win a free Keurig. You have to take a picture of the mug.
Somebody's tweeted me this morning. I don't know why.
What'd they say?
It says, @Flula.
Yeah, that's...
Followed you back.
Oh, Flula followed you.
That's Flula from yesterday.
Flula followed
Flula
you.
Flula Borg, I followed Flula. If you knew Flula, like I knew Flula, Flula. He was great. That podcast available, isn't it? Is it?
It is. It's on Daily Scramble Live's podcast, either on iTunes or the KX website.
It was great. He just rambled on and on and on. Brilliant mind. Brilliant mind.
The next new Oreo flavor is...
Okay, finish the headline.
Oh, urine.
Yes, Oreo just announced another new flavor. Urine Oreos.
I don't know if you can say that on the radio.
Sure you can. Cinnamon bun.
Well, yeah.
Cinnamon bun.
Probably taste of urine. You know what taste of urine? Anything grape flavor.
Cinnamon bun. Really?
Anything grape. It doesn't taste like grapes.
I actually hate grape flavored
things. It doesn't
things.
Taste like grapes.
Grape flavored cough syrup.
Horrible.
The worst.
Jam. Grape flavored jelly at Denny's. Revolting. And a very strange consistency. It's an odd kind of viscosity. Good word, isn't it?
Great word.
But I don't know. Anything grape flavor. And I like grapes. But... anything grape-flavored doesn't taste like grapes.
Do you want to know about the cinnamon bun Oreos?
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
Don't apologize. They're putting cinnamon cream in there, and the cookies are also cinnamon-flavored cookies.
Mm.
And they actually are going to be a permanent flavor, not just limited edition.
Really?
Oreo lovers rejoice.
People like cinnamon, though, don't they?
That's the second cinnamon thing we've reported on this week.
There's a whole... What's that? Cinnabon. That's a place you can buy
Cinnabon.
Things.
Cinnabon.
In the airport, that's where you get your Cinnabon.
Or the mall.
Yeah.
Cinnabon.
Mm. Yep, absolutely. Diabetes in a cup.
Jim Gaffigan, one of my favorite comedians who talks exclusively about food, has a whole like hour set about Cinnabon.
Yeah.
All he talks about is Cinnabon.
I've only ever eaten them in an airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Park Place Mall in Tucson, Arizona. There's one in the corner right by the food court.
Let's go.
If I can picture it, I can picture it fondly. All right, that's your news this morning on Daily Scramble Live. Hi, Jason Fetty.
Hello, Mike.
Enjoy your toast and jams on Daily Scramble Live.
Let's do this because we've got a band coming in called 222, we hope.
Or 222.
Or 222 or 222.
Or 222.
We're going to go with 222.
Okay.
And in our interviews with bands, we like to do a secret word, meaning we try to lead them to say a word without completely ruining the interview. And if they get it in, all sorts of applause and fanfare is rewarded upon them.
And we feel very proud of ourselves for doing a stupid, small little
we
thing.
We certainly
like
do.
Like a little child who built a Lego thing.
So, Jason, will you please reveal today's secret word? Are you ready?
Well, I forgot. Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
Today's secret word is...
basement. Basement.
Today's secret word is
basement. That's the wrong thing, isn't it? What's that thing?
No, it's not.
Is that okay?
Today's all secret right. word is
it's basement. It's and for those of you listening at home, it's basement.
All right, that'll come up. Also, Mike Waldman will be here with Waldman's musical wardrobe of wonderfulness.
Cool.
Here's that band, 222. They'll be in after 9 a.m.
Cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's wardrobe of musical wonderfulness on KX93.5.
What does that mean, cuts so deep? Well, I'll tell you what it means. In the age of the internet, you would think that it would make... Well, here's the good news. It makes everything available. And the bad news, it makes everything available. So you need a guide, a tour guide, as it were, for the interwebs. So here he is. Mike Waldman's here in the studio. He's our... e-tour guide. You're our virtual musical tour guide, Mike Waldman, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Good Thank morning.
You. What an intro.
What an intro. This guy makes
am
a
I
living
fired?
Talking.
Am I fired? Because I'm so tired.
There's a rhyme.
I used to do that for a living, you know.
And you're well attired.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm doing great.
Thanks good, for coming you know, in.
Big news in the world of collectibles this week. I don't know if you heard, but Dylan is releasing every note he ever recorded from 1964 to 1965.
Wow.
And literally something like 600 songs. 600 songs.
It's like a garage sale, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a garage sale.
Dylan's gone, this place is getting so full of crap. I've got to get rid of some of this. Yeah.
So it means like 47 takes of like a Rolling Stone.
But is it going to be all in one collective?
It's going to be one collective package.
Uh-huh.
And they're only going to produce 1,500 copies of
it.
Never to be reproduced.
Who can afford that? That's going to be.
It's $600 for the collection.
Uh-huh.
But if you don't want to spend $600, there's a $150 collection and there's a $20
Just
collection.
Go to BitTorrent and get it for free. Like we've been talking about all morning. You know, you got off the guy.
The guy from Pirate Bay. He's out of prison.
Pirate Bay, yeah.
Yep. So we can just download that.
Do whatever you want now.
So big news. And so that's the old Dylan. Now we're going to talk about the new Dylan.
Well, the good news is, of course, that you will, nobody else is going to listen to all of this, but you'll listen to it all. And you'll pick out the good tracks and you'll bring them into our studio.
Exactly.
And we'll hear the choice music on Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfully.
I've actually heard a couple of the songs already and they sound better than the released versions.
Huh. Yeah.
Really great. Very soulful, much different than kind of the country rockified stuff he came out with in 65.
Cool.
Yeah. A little bit more laid back.
I've got three Bruce Springsteen tracks on my list, though. I thought that's what we were doing.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. He's the new Bob Dylan.
Oh, I thought you meant literally. Okay, figuratively the new Dylan. I understand.
He's the new Dylan, and that's how he was promoted in the 70s. But what I have here is, excuse me, three cuts to celebrate Bruce's birthday. So last week was Springsteen's 66th birthday. He's an old boss. He's not the new boss anymore. But the new boss is like the old boss, as they say. And the first song that we're going to hear is one of his consigliere's favorites, Steve Van Zandt, his favorite E Street track. It's called Loose Ends. It's an outtake from the River album.
Cool. Rare tracks with Mike Waldman on the Musical Wardrobe of Wonderfulness. Shall I play it?
Doo-doo.
Thank you.
cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Springsteen. And it's not easy to do that. If you try and do that, especially with the vowel ooh. Use a lot of breath saying ooh. If you say ah, that's much easier.
Do you know that he's got a physical abnormality where his jaw sticks out over his front teeth?
Oh, he's got the underbite.
Mm. The under-over thing where you can't pronounce half the syllables. So the fact that he's a singer...
That's why you can't understand anything he says.
It could be right. Just try to sing that way.
Yeah. Have you seen Springsteen in the last, like, 5 years?
Yes,
Is he discernible?
Oh, he's incredible. It's not like Bob Dylan. Oh, no, that's not true at all. Yeah. That's not true.
No, I like that he mumbles. I think the mumbling is cool. It's all right, a bit of mumbling. I like it.
Okay, that's a challenge. We're going to have to get something to show that he doesn't mumble.
He's got an underbite. I've got a cousin who's got that. And you know who else has got it? Bulldogs.
That's right.
They've got it.
You know who else has got it?
Who?
Barracudas.
Yes, they do.
He's the bulldog of rock and roll.
How does he eat?
He eats krill.
Right. He sucks it through a straw. He drinks his food. It's all right. What's wrong with that?
Bruce Springsteen has an oxygen feeder of krill.
You know what? I'm good. I don't mind with that. He does that. They have to chuck him fish.
I thought this was the serious part
Bruce
of the show.
Bruce Springsteen kneels down. He kneels down at the side of the stage, and they just chuck him fish.
Exactly. I've seen it happen.
He's got it as well, Steve Van Zandt, kind of. He's got that sort of, he's got that thing with his bottom lip sticks out. They couldn't kiss, could they? Steve Van Zandt and Springsteen.
They have, though.
You think they have?
More likely, he was kissing Clarence, more likely.
All right, what's our next rare track from Springsteen, Mike?
So, first of all, a couple things. One is that all these tracks are recorded live, so that's incredible. The only thing they do overtakes are just the vocals, which is very interesting. This is the band live in the studio.
They've got to do the vocals over and over and over again. He's got an underbite.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes him all day.
I heard that recently.
He also gets really hungry in the middle of the set. Open the studio door.
I heard he likes
grill.
Toss him
some fish.
Where'd you record this, SeaWorld?
Okay, the next one. Very interesting in the history of Springsteen. After Born to Run, he got sued by his manager. And he basically couldn't record for 3 years. So here was the biggest album of his career, and then he was not allowed to record for 3 years. Yeah. But during that time, he wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs, and eventually when he went back in the studio, he recorded 80 different songs for his next album, which was going to be Darkness. He only released 10 of them. And so there's 70 songs that are out there for collectors. And the next one we're going to hear is one of them called Outside Looking In.
It's all over now, the fun we've had. Hang so, girl, I just feel mad. You walk real pretty and you talk real fine, but not after night, babe, I'm on the line. My life's the same story, again and again. How I'm on the outside looking out. Outside.
Outside Looking In is the name of the track from Springsteen. This is Mike Waldman's musical Wardrobe of Wonderfulness, exploring rare tracks. That was an unreleased one. Very cool, Mike.
And the next one is from a collection of live recordings that Bruce started putting out at the beginning of this year. He's been putting out an archival set of releases. And this was from the last night of the Born to Run tour. So this was this big breakout. It was in my hometown of Philadelphia, and I was there. And it was New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1975. Played an incredible show. And this is from that. Have to recommend that you go on his website and check out these archival releases. They're great. And this is Night.
Great. And thank you. We'll catch you next week for more rare tracks.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
All right, KX93.5 is very happy to welcome to the show now Dennis and Jade of 222. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Thank you for coming all the way down from beautiful Los Angeles to our show.
You guys, you guys from Silver Lake by any chance?
No.
No?
No, we live in Encino.
Get the out of here. You must be from really? You're the first band we've had in here that's not from Silver Lake.
Really?
Everybody else is from Silver Lake. Did you know there's a music scene down there in Silver Lake?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's some people there.
There's definitely a music scene there. Yeah.
Where are you guys? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Originally, you live? I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
She's from my hometown.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep. Cool. Is it cool? I don't know. Never been there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's actually very hot.
It's in a Beatles song. Is there anything I know about it's in a Beatles song?
Yeah, but it's, yeah, sort of.
Yeah. Hot. Cacti. Love. Cacti. But where do you live now? You don't live there now.
Obviously. No, Encino.
Encino?
Yes.
That's a heck of a drive as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the valley?
It's valley.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of the heat. I had to stay in the heat. Get away from it.
I know what she's talking about. I'm with her.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy to have you guys in studio this morning. Valerie's on tambourine over there, too. Valerie, do you want to wave to the radio audience? She doesn't want to. Okay, there we go.
She's on Instagram right now.
So we've been playing your guys' song, One Night Stand, that people might be aware of on KX93.5. And you have a new album out that came out recently called Libretto. Mm-hmm. What does that mean exactly? What's Libretto?
Libretto is like the words of an opera. It's basically stories. Each song is a story on our album, so that's kind of what we based it off of.
I was nodding like he knew that.
No, you looked at me like you knew I didn't know that, and you looked at me like you're just satisfied at yourself for knowing. I'm impressed, guys. Very intellectual. But you've said, and you are going to play acoustic for us, you're very much a rock duo. You're mm-hmm. rock and roll, which I think is awesome. There's no synthesizing machines in here right now.
You just
have guitars and amplifiers. Mm-hmm. Was that important to you, to play rock in its pure form?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what feels natural for me, so this is going to be different.
Right.
But I'm excited. I'm always down to try something new.
Okay. So when you're on stage and you're playing rock music, you know, is it more forgiving because...
It's definitely more forgiving.
Right.
And it's you put a different kind of energy into it.
Yeah,
so
it's a show. It's an attitude, you know.
It's a performance.
What about recording? Because that's another thing too, isn't it? It's more like this that you kind of... You can hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not forgiving at all.
Mm-mm.
You know. Do you enjoy recording? You prefer live stuff or what do you think?
I mean, I love recording also.
Yeah, we both love to record.
But I really like to perform live in a band, rocking out.
And cool. You guys, it seems like there's like nobody but you on this record. Like you've done everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just the two of us that recorded and wrote and produced everything. And then we had one more extra ear in there, a final mix, Frank Rosato, that helped us with the final mixes. But everything else was just me and Dennis.
That's sensible. It's one thing, like you often hear, right, like megalomaniacs that do everything themselves, but for it to be two people to collaborate and do that just feels like it feels cool. It's a very interesting sounding record and sensible to get somebody else to do the mix.
Yeah,
that's a whole another thing, isn't
it?
It's another world, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where did you make this? Where did you do the record? Where did you record it?
Just at our house and
studio.
Encino.
Yeah.
And do you have a special room that you record that in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of all over the house, though. Our house is pretty much a big studio.
Yeah.
Good.
Keep in mind, there's a secret,
word
in this interview.
Right.
It has not been said yet.
No.
Jade and Dennis are here from 222 out of Los Angeles. We're going to chat a lot about your new album and everything and make sure people know where to get it. But would you like to play a song for us?
Yes.
So people know what on earth you sound like.
Sure.
We'd love to.
Cool. So this is indeed the one that people have heard on our station
mm-hmm.
called One Night Stand. 222's on KX93.5. So you guys can get set up and rock out for us acoustically.
Come to my house with your bag packed up for the night. The lights are out, nothing new seems to pick the best time for a fight. Alone. You better run, I've got a gun and I'm afraid of what I can't fight. Hands on the ground, don't let me see you looking up, I'm gonna blow this mess all away. Got you to myself, now let's what the hype's about to be. Peel you inside out, make all your dreams come out inside of me. I'm not alone, you better run, I've got a gun and I'm afraid of what I can't fight. Hands on the ground, don't let me see you looking up, I'm gonna blow this away. Sorry, things
close my eyes and wish you away. You can wait here and listen to anything you wanna hear. I'm not far away. Patience will get you everything, my dear. Your voice I hear when someone is over or sad. Just guilty feelings of things you said to me before I caved in.
Oh, that is so weird. That is a really creepy song. And it is kind of an operatic. It's got an operatic fact because it's got moved to first, second, third movement kind of thing. Really cool, really good. Can you talk about the lyric, the libretto of that song?
Dennis, you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's basically about a girl who has a one-night stand with a guy, and he ends up stalking her. And so one night she decides to take a stand and kills him and buries him under her house. And then she has a friend over in the end, and she thinks she hears him under the floorboard.
You're a good listener.
There was that one, the great line that was, you'll be quiet and everything will be all right for me. I love that line. That was great. Really cool.
Now, does the whole record tell a story, like a concept, or is each song its own individual thing?
Song is individual. Yeah. They flow together, kind of, but some, I mean, we have a song about Care Bears, too, so they're not all murder mysteries.
Of course you do.
Love it. Yes. So that's the debut record from you, Libretto, which people should go where to get. You have a website, et cetera?
Yeah, it's 222band.com.
Okay, cool. Twitter, Facebook, that sort of thing. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're on all those. And all of those are 222JD. That's Jade Dennis Band.
Cool. And I know you guys pay the bills in a variety of different ways musically. I think it's cool that you do sound for TV and film, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that part of your life.
We met a long time ago at Hustler Hollywood.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
We both worked there.
That was our first crappy job.
I was a barista in the coffee shop.
Really? Yeah,
and I sold videos.
And yeah, we hated that job though. So we went on our break one day, and we're like, let's not and we just left.
Is it as creepy in there as it's? I've never been in there. Is it weird in there?
No, it's pretty commercialized.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not really. So I was hoping it was more creepy than that. I was hoping it was.
There's
creepy
people that go in there.
Yeah, no doubt. What kind of a guy goes in there? What kind of a guy goes in Hooters? I always think that.
I've been to Hooters. They got great wings. Great wings at Hooters.
Oh, that's what the kids are calling them now, is it? All right.
All right. So you met at Hustler, and then?
And then, so we decided to leave one night. We didn't go back after lunch. And I didn't talk to her for a few years. And then I ended up getting in production, just being in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he just called me up randomly and was like, hey, do you want to learn how to do sounds? And I was like, working in an art gallery that wasn't paying a ton. So I was like, sure, let's do it. And we start a sound company. And so we rent out our gear. And
cool. Sounds like you guys have sort of got it figured out. You're making it work.
Working on it.
Making it work. Hanging on there.
It's tough to be a band these days. So I'm sure you guys are very proud of releasing a record. Again, it's called Libretto. And the band is 222 in studio now. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
This song is called Baby Doll Picnic.
Cool. Do you want to tell us the story before or after?
Maybe after, all right. So you can maybe have a guess of what you think it is.
All right, whenever you're ready, live on KX93.5.
Baby doll, when I look at you, I can feel my heartbeat, can't speak, I won't let you sleep. Close your eyes and count to three with me. When you wake, babe, the other side can wait. Asleep in the garden where I bury you, face turned rotten blue, flowers growing out of you. Pull your teeth and I'll wash them all, make them new. When you open your eyes, thank you.
so long since I dug you up. Wonder how you wound it up. I guess I'll go back out and find you. Hey, how things turn out to be this way. Hope you forgive me, I can't find you anywhere. Used to be everything that we wanted to. I'd paint your lips, turn them blue, take your hands off of you. Then my man, take the things that shouldn't be. Then I cover your eyes, I'll be there.
Oh, so weird. I'm so scared. Isn't it? So this, so are we guessing what this song's about? Would you like to take a go, Tyler?
No, I was going to ask you to take a go.
So this is a song about necrophilia and boxing.
Close.
Good combination.
No, actually, this song is about...
Care Bears.
A little... This is not the Care Bears song. This one's about a little girl that tells her baby doll a secret about her, something happened in her childhood that mm-hmm. was horrible, and she tells her baby doll this secret, and she thinks that her baby doll told on her, and so she buries that out in the yard, and it's like this dark.
Wow, so it was literal. Story. It was actually a literal interpretation.
Mm-hmm. It's a great story. It's an opera for a modern world. You should do a movie. It's fantastic.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do with our music videos. So.
Yeah. Talk about that. The new video's out, right?
Yeah, we just did one for One Night Stand, which is the first one. And we just told you about that. It's about the One Night Stand. It pretty much acts out just the way we told you. Like,
yeah, it's basically a little movie.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are awesome and weird.
Yes, totally.
Weird and awesome. Don't forget the second part of that.
Weird and awesome. Yeah. No, I mean, obviously I meant that in the nicest possible way. I love that that you can do that when you've got such a good story. You can do a video that literally tells the story. A lot of bands do a song and they do a video that's completely just a thing to look at.
Totally.
You know, eye candy
totally.
To go along with the song. But you guys have got... That's a great story. Yeah, nice
Thank
one.
You.
Well, no show's coming up in SoCal, right, to talk about. But if you want to go to Jaden, my hometown of Tucson, we can see you at Club Congress.
Yep, November 27th,
All right,
Club Congress.
Maybe I might be the only person listening that has a chance of being there. But very cool. That's around Thanksgiving. I might be home.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I might be there.
You should come see us.
We are about to fill up our dates right now, though, so we'll have a lot of LA dates coming up. We're building the calendar.
If you go to our website, we'll have it up. So
cool. Well, a pleasure to have you guys this morning. 222 on KX93.5. This will be podcast online. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the secret word today.
No, we didn't get there. And you know what? I was thinking when you went into the song, I thought the secret word's a little bit of a thing because I was not listening to what you were saying. I was thinking about this word. It's not really that great an interview technique, is it?
It's not supposed to be a great interview technique.
It's not. It's not. No. It's not for bands that are interesting. It's for bands that are not that interesting.
Oh, that's true. So we should save it for the uninteresting band.
Then you would know
which
bands we find interesting and which bands we don't. No. I don't think so.
Guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon. 222 is the band on KX93.5.